Hello, and welcome to my blog, but most importantly, welcome to my world. My world is a world where I have the unlimited reign to observe like Sherlock Holmes, to be curious like a cat, and just find out that formula for success. Now, why would I, choose to make a living? Why would I choose to spend my time to look for this formula? Because I think, as you agree with me, it's natural. I am convinced now that is very natural for me and you to want to be successful. I think we want to be successful in our marriages. We want to be successful as husbands or as wives. We want to be successful as sons or daughters. We want to be successful in business. We want to be successful in our careers. We want to be successful in sports. We really want to be successful. It's almost natural. It's almost biological. And it's very odd to say that sometimes the reason why we naturally want success is not because of success itself. But I think it's because we hate failure. I for one, hate failure. I can't stand failure. I've learned to accept that sometimes you fail in life, but I'd rather be successful than to fail. Now, I am speaking to someone today. I will be speaking to you today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, maybe for a decade. If you're someone who's listening to this because you hope that I will get a formula for you after maybe a few minutes of you being very patient, then you're in the wrong place. I have observed this world and realized that true success, that formula for success, is actually a lifetime journey. What a cool journey that would be, right? If you think about it, if you just think about it. If finding the formula for success means it's a journey, could it be possible that you could spend the next days of your lives, weeks of your life, months of your life, years of your life, finding success in different things, in your marriage, at work, in your business, in your own personal life, in whatever you're pursuing? Now that I find amazing. I find that as a journey that I want to be on, and it's a journey that I want you to be on. And the reason why I want you to be on this journey is because I've learned to accept that I'm a social animal. I don't mean that in a very scientific term, but I love to be able to find something special in life and share it. Maybe social animal is a bit of a crude word. I would like to think of myself as a teacher. Now, I'm not speaking on behalf of all the other teachers out there. But for me, what excites me is the ability to gain new knowledge, new insight into something, and being able to share it with someone else. And not just sharing it for sharing's sake, but being able to share it with someone else and it has a profound effect on their life and their perspective, and it can benefit them greatly. As a teacher, I used to really look down on teachers. I don't get me wrong. I used to think, why on earth would you teach someone to go off and find success and be happy and achieve so much, and yet you seem to embody that knowledge? But I realized that I was thinking from a selfish perspective. Teachers get their kick, they get their satisfaction by knowing that they have been successful in transferring this special knowledge into someone else and to see it unravel as true potential. And that is what's going to give me satisfaction. That is going to give me satisfaction throughout this whole series. If one of these podcasts, audios, can just inspire you to do the next big thing in whatever area you're pursuing, then that is my job done. So, I do hope you are going to enjoy listening, being challenged in your mind about the way you look at things. Some of the way I observe the world is very odd, very different, interesting, funny, and I hope you're going to like that. Now, I'm obviously trying to speak slowly to hide my excitement. I get excited just being able to speak to someone. Join me for this journey, and I hope we're going to have so much fun. Thank you.